You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dragon Ball Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga podcast. This is, and that is, a family, not a network. This is chapter 56 of Dragon Ball, the Dragon Ball Scramble. Another really good chapter. This is actually, you know, really, really good with this change up and having Goku going off to get the Dragon Balls and facing off against the Red Ribbon Army. And in particular, right now, Colonel Silver, who, if you remember the last chapter, he ended up taking his coat off and exposing his beefcake body, ready to take on Goku, and says right away, hey, show me this radar of yours. Give me this radar. What are you using to get these Dragon Balls? Now, Goku continues saying, I'm not going to tell you anything until you apologize. And since you're not going to apologize, I'm going to leave. He just turns his back to Silver and walks away, which then Silver goes really fast and runs and grabs Goku's bundle that he has, which we know he does have the radar in that. So there you go. Silver has it, except that Goku gets mad and is 3-4 times faster than Silver is and runs and gets it back. Says, give me that back. Boom, takes it and takes it so quickly that Silver doesn't even realize it until it's like way off. Oh, my God. Where did it go? It disappeared. Oh, he did it. And this is where you have Silver say to himself, you're not a run-of-the-mill brat. You're something a little bit special, but because of that, I can now go full out physical challenge. I am going to beat the crap out of you. I'm going to beat the snot out of you, you little kid. Not a real great guy, old Silver. I actually had hopes for him, but we'll see. By the end of this chapter, there's a chance he might not be alive, but that's fine. And so he says, you know, I'm going to begin by making you stop breathing. That might be the end as well, I would think, if he makes Goku stop breathing. So he ends up attacking. He's just going to punch Goku. And Goku, as the punch is even coming, he's like, what's your problem, dude? Like, leave me alone. And he's easily able to avoid the punch. I mean, it's Goku. He's awesome. He ends up ducking. And then again, roundhouse kicks Silver right in the gut, which actually just makes him, you know, buckle over. His eyes just pop out, and he's like, how dare you? He's pretty much like Greta.
How dare you?
Then he goes to kind of sidekick, sideswipe Goku. Goku jumps up in the air and then ends up whipping around and hits Silver with his tail across the face and then lands him pretty much. Silver's kind of knocked out at this point, and you end up where Goku says, see, and he goes to run off, but where is he going to go? He doesn't have the Kintun, so he realizes that fairly quickly. Like, he's like, oh, shoot, I forgot. I don't have the Kintun. How am I going to go? It looks like it's a far walk, but maybe I'll just have to walk. But he runs into this capsule house, and he looks around and finds a, you know, capsule container and says, oh, these are awesome capsule stuff. I can just start, you know, using that. And, you know, when he was doing it before, Bulma had a car. They ended up at Points of the Man. But he doesn't know what these are. So all he knows is you throw them and something happens. So he says, I don't know which one would be a vehicle, if any. So what I'm going to do is start throwing them. He just grabs one randomly and throws it. And then, boom, it's a robot. And the robot greets him. The robot's pretty cool. He's like, greetings. And he's like, yeah, what are you? Oh, isn't it obvious? I'm a robot. And he's like, yeah, that's kind of weird, you robot. And the robot's like, well, you know, I could do whatever you say. What is your command? And then Goku just, I want to go that way. And he points over, you know, in the direction. And the robot says, then just go. Like, you don't need me to go. You just go. And you have Goku say, well, I think it's kind of far. So you have the robot's very intuitive, I guess. He actually realizes from that, okay, he needs a vehicle. And he says, you know, use capsule number 3. That's the vehicle. Now, at this point, like I said, mostly you've seen cars and motorcycles, things like that. And you end up where Goku throws number 3 and boom, it's just a jet fighter pretty cool looking too. It's really cool. This airplane, jet airplane deal. The problem though is that Goku says, I don't know how to fly a plane. I'm a little boy. And the robot says, well, I can. I'll fly you. And boom, they're flying. And they're up. And the art's great. Goku's having a grand old time at this point. You have the robot in the pilot seat. He's flying the plane. And you end up Goku behind. The problem is there's not really like a canopy over them. They have an open cockpit in this thing. That's going to cause some problems. But you end up where it's funny because this is a jet plane. And the one thing that Goku's upset is, it's a little slower than my Kuntun. So they're on their way. They're on their way to what should be the next Dragon Ball. Now, I said last chapter that maybe the other Dragon Balls were already grabbed and we'll see. And Goku will go to find them and they'll be moving on the radar. I'm wrong. But in an opposite way, I'm a different kind of right where you end up, they're tracking, and I'm talking the Red Ribbon Army because we go to their headquarters. They're tracking the Dragon Ball that you have here, Goku has, that he grabbed before Silver and his troops could get it. And now at the Red Ribbon headquarters, it's moving. So they're like, oh my God, it's moving. And they do get word that, hey, word is that Silver ended up losing the Dragon Ball. And you have Commander Red, who's there. He's smoking a cigar. He's got an eye patch. He's got all the tropes and the cliches. And he's like, I need those balls. Right? Who hasn't said that? And then he's like, we got to get him. What's going on? Tell Silver we have. And they get word from Silver that, yeah, indeed, that Dragon Ball they were going after, it's been grabbed up by somebody who's real tough and somebody who's really doing. At first, they're trying to get a hold of Silver, though. And he still is like trying desperately to like stand up. Goku beat the crap out of him. He's trying to stand up and he's slouched over. He goes to the house. He gets on the phone and pretty much says someone with a better radar ended up coming in here and grabbing it. And then kind of beat me up. And it's also a little boy. And Commander Red freaks out. He's like, what? Somebody got a better radar than ours? What? They what? Survived what? Did what to you? Who is the enemy? How many are there? And then he yells, a little boy. And then he just screams, which also from the art seems like he's announcing it to the entire world. Loudspeakers and, you know, radar deal and radio waves saying, you're an idiot. You're sentenced to death. So if, in fact, you know, Goku doesn't step in, I kind of hope that you have Silver, though. Didn't love him this much in this chapter. But if he ends up, I don't want to see him sentenced to death. Maybe he then joins up with Goku. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how it plays. But in the meantime, the Dragon Ball is headed towards the Red Ribbon Army headquarters and everything else because it's tracking the other things. And you end up having all the other people of the Red Ribbon deal, and you have a General White. Everything's color-based, it seems. And like, okay, well, you tell General White that this kid is coming on the way there to protect this Dragon Ball. We're going to beat him up and take care and kill this kid. All these things this guy is freaking out about. And then you always have humor in this, and it is pretty funny because he's going nuts. At one point, I think he was sitting at his desk, but then at one point, you didn't realize he stood up because next to his assistant, he's just a little guy and he gets mad and he yells at his assistant and says, haven't I told you not to stand next to me? You make me look like a midget. And that might be canceled, a little sus there, but it is kind of funny. He ends up where he's all pissed off. It's a little big man right there. He's all mad. Then we go back to Goku. And the problem is that first off, they're heading north. And they're up in the air, and there's, you know, you're in a jet plane, the breeze and everything. He's starting to freeze. He says, why is it so cold? Is it cold to you there, robot? Or is it just me? Robot's like, I don't get cold, so I guess it's just you. Like, I don't have that capability. I'm a robot. And he just keeps, you know, going. He keeps going. And the problem is, though, is as they're going, and you do have robots say, hey, the atmospheric temperatures decrease in northern latitudes. We're having the deal. And you have Goku say, well, then land over there. And all of a sudden, robot's having problems. And hey, what's wrong, robot? And robot is frozen up. Like, that is the problem if you can't feel that you are getting a little too cold. And he is completely frozen. And then the whole jet plane is making a crash landing, and it does. It just ends up crashing. And at this point, I have to admit that a lot of this so far, especially this chapter, though, starting to remind me a lot of Star Wars. Starting to give me that big Star Wars vibe, especially when this ship then crashes into the snow because they've gone too far north. The robot ends up freezing. So you end up where it makes a big, you know, explosion. It's on fire, it seems, as it crashes. The thing, though, is that since it was going and doing loop-de-loops and spinning around, Goku fell out. He's, like, way off. He fell out of the jet, which is a lucky thing, because the big play here is they're going to go up to this jet and find the robot and nothing else. But they do know that Goku was in it. This little boy, as they say, was in it, and they're going to have to try to find him because, yeah, at the Red Ribbon Army White Squad base, they are trying to find Goku. They only find the plane with the robot, and they even report back to General White, said, yeah, the plane, we went to the plane, but we don't know. There's no kid on board. There's just a robot. He's like, there has to be a kid. There was a kid. And you end up having the guy said, well, he may have escaped. And then General White says, well, then find him. He got the Dragon Ball on him. Now, you would think that at least they're going to be able to. They already even said at the whole Red Ribbon Army base that they were tracking Goku with the signal from the Dragon Ball. Now, luckily, they don't have precise radar, but they have to be able to see that this is moving. Because in the meantime, first up, General White is thinking it's the greatest. Like, oh, man, this is cool. I'm going to get him. Everybody ends up not really. They underestimate Goku. This has been a thing throughout this whole series. But these guys, they're going to have to start realizing. I mean, Silver got the crap kicked out. And now there's General White. He thinks he's the cat's meow. But they do have to find Goku. In the meantime, the cutest thing ever. And again, this is why I have enjoyed these first two chapters in this new phase. Because there are those moments that feel a lot like when we ended up getting like a Bulma or an Oolong, or all these things are so nice and cute because you go and Goku's frozen solid, it looks like. At first when I saw him, I thought he was just making like a grimace face. He's frozen, including like some snot coming out of his nose. Looks like that's frozen as well. But he's being drug away from where he was by a little girl. Little girl with a toque, little, you know, almost like a military jacket on. And she is taking him somewhere. We don't know who it is. You would assume that she's not part of the Red Ribbon Army. She does not appear to be that sort of person, but you never know. But she's just dragging Goku behind her. It's pretty funny, but she looks determined. And she hopefully is on the good side because she looks cute as a button. And I think it'll be pretty cool. And then you have next storming Muscle Tower. It's a quick chapter. Most of these are. This one was, I'm really enjoying it. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with the robot. It's a shame that it looks like maybe the robot got destroyed. I thought that would be a fun play. I think that Silver could end up joining up would be a fun play. And I want to see who this little girl is, because that definitely could be a really cool thing, especially when we get back to possibly more Pat-Pat, which is sus. So maybe that's kind of the deal. But while it's sus, it's kind of like, it's our sus. Like, it's fun stuff. It's kind of funny. So with all of that, I think I'm going to give this a solid, I'm going to go 9.5. I've been pretty high so far, these two. So I hope that it continues like this. The art's great. The art's incredible. It always has been. It continues to be and probably will consistently stay that way. But I like to mention it just because if I don't mention it, people will think that I didn't like it. And I loved it. But that is it for this chapter. And, of course, we'll be back with the next one, and we'll storm the Muscle Tower. That sounds very ominous. We'll have to see what that means. But thanks, everybody, as always, for listening. It'd be great if you would give us a quick review on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you want to get early access to a bunch of these, including a lot of times this show, but also some exclusive stuff like our Manga Monday show. We have up to 10 exclusive Patreon-only episodes of that. You go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. Help us out for everything we do on all these reading clubs and all the other things that we do as well. But thanks, everybody, and all those will be in the show notes. but I will talk to you all later.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.